Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
The Word of God from Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. Now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. It seemed like the end. Jonah had run from the Lord. He boarded a ship going in the opposite direction. When the storm came and the truth was revealed, he was thrown into the sea. The water closed over him. There was no escape, no strength left, no hope of saving himself. But the Lord provided. God appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah. What looked like judgment became rescue. What seemed like certain death became the means of preserving his life. Jonah could not save himself, but the Lord saved him. The account points us to someone greater than Jonah, that is, Jesus Christ. Jesus would not spend portions of 3 days in a fish, but in the grave. He would sink into death itself, not because he ran from God, but because we have. He took our place. He carried our sin. He faced the punishment we deserved. When Jesus died on the cross and was laid in the tomb, it seemed like hope was lost. But on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. What looked like defeat was victory. What looked like judgment became salvation. This means your salvation does not depend on your ability to rescue yourself. Like Jonah, you cannot escape sin or overcome death by your own strength, but the Lord has provided. He provided his Son. Jesus entered death and came out alive. His resurrection proves that sin is forgiven. His victory means death is defeated. When you feel overwhelmed by guilt, remember that Jesus has already paid for it. When you feel helpless against death, remember that Jesus has already conquered it. When you feel lost, remember that the Lord has already provided your rescue. Your salvation rests not in what you have done, but in what Jesus has done for you. The Lord provided a fish for Jonah. The Lord provided a Savior for you. Lord Jesus, thank you for entering death to rescue me from sin and judgment. Strengthen my faith in your victory and help me trust in your saving love. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.